This is The Daily Creative. August 4th. Don't let your rituals become ruts. A rut is just a grave with open ends. Unknown. Your rituals exist to serve you, not the other way around. A rut is just a grave with open ends. I remember hearing this phrase growing up, but never fully understood what it meant until I entered the workplace. Like most people, I sat at the same desk, went to the same meetings every week, had the same conversations about the same problems and issues repeatedly, and tried desperately to break my thinking out of the self-imposed cage I'd unwittingly constructed. However, as I researched what makes contributors and teams effective, I discovered that most of the people I studied also had routines and regular rhythms that defined their days, and their expectations were not always much different from mine. They also had mandatory meetings, problems to solve that felt more like irrelevant nuisances, and difficulty focusing on the work they deemed most critical. What was different, in many cases, wasn't the physical circumstances, but the mindset they brought to them. They were able to see beyond the activities and focus on intent and desired outcome. They refused to allow their rituals to become ruts. That's when I learned that a ritual is a rail, not a magic formula. Simply changing your circumstances or your productivity system might inject a measure of energy into your work and give you a boost for a short while, but that increase in output will be short-lived if you aren't committed to an outcome. Your systems and rituals exist only to serve the outcome you're trying to achieve. They are not an end, but a set of guide rails to help you channel energy toward your goals. There is no magic bullet for creativity or productivity, only tendencies and rhythms. If you deeply understand the outcomes you're committed to achieving, a set of defined rituals can help you achieve them. But if you don't have a clear through line in your work, no system will save you. So, what outcome are you trying to achieve today? How can your routines and rituals be better channeled to help you achieve it? Which routines and rituals are undeniably in the way of it? Rituals are more than just repetitive behavior. They carve out space to be filled by more substantial activity. They are open ends that facilitate the closing of creative loops. However, don't allow them to become mindless, distracting behavior, or they will drain the focus and energy out of your day. Here's a question. How can you adapt your rituals and rhythms to better serve your goals?